This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. It's a bipartisan push to force the Chinese company in charge of TikTok to divest its ownership and hand over control of TikTok to an American company. U.S. lawmakers claim it's a move intended to protect Americans, not to ban TikTok.
I think the world we all want to live in is one in which ByteDance divests from TikTok and TikTok can continue under different ownership. The possibility of CCP interference and control of the algorithm is what we're trying to address with this bill.
Republican Mike Gallagher said the current ownership structure is a threat to national security, as American data can be accessed by the Chinese government. Six charges against former President Trump and other defendants in the Georgia election interference case have been dropped.
Georgia Superior Court Judge Scott McAfee dismissed charges related to solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer while keeping the remaining 41-count indictment intact. Judge McAfee will also decide if Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis remains on the case amidst conflict of interest allegations.
USA's John Schaefer. Hunter Biden's federal gun case will be going to trial soon. Wednesday, the judge presiding over the case declared a tentative trial start date of June 3rd. The trial will likely take 9 days. The U.S. sending a team of Marines to provide increased security at the U.S. Embassy in Haiti following weeks of violent unrest there. Haiti's prime minister stepped down. The U.S. Marines were deployed to the embassy complex in Port-au-Prince, which remains open, although with limited operations. The FDA recalling cashews sold at Walmart. Great value honey-roasted cashews are being recalled for not correctly labeling proper allergen warnings for milk and coconut. Concerned shoppers can check the label for a July 8th best use-by date. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Demonstrators calling for a ceasefire in Gaza, spending part of Wednesday tying up traffic at San Francisco International Airport. About 300 of them stood both inside and out, blocking the international TSA security checkpoint at a boarding gate. The protesters said they wanted the U.S. to stop sending aid to Israel and for Israel to cease its attacks in Gaza. Israel's been conducting a military operation to root out Hamas leaders inside Palestine following the October 7th Hamas terror attack inside Israel. So far, the overall loss of life has taken a far greater physical toll on Palestinians. A recent survey showing a significant uptick in what researchers define as incivility in U.S. workplaces. According to a survey from the Society for Human Resource Management, roughly two-thirds of American workers say they've either been a part of or have witnessed acts of incivility in the workplace just in the past month.
Interrupting or addressing people disrespectfully, silencing other people whenever they're speaking or otherwise cutting them off, excessive monitoring or micromanaging, ignoring other people, paying little attention to other people, unprofessional or disrespectful body language.
Jim Link is the chief HR officer for SHRM. He says with the divisive election coming later in the year, incivility in the workplace will probably only become more prescient. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's what we do. And thank you for being part of the solution, not adding to the problem, as more and more Americans are waking up to the reality that the only way it's going to get better is if we insist on it getting better. No matter what. I mean, it's clear, especially after the State of the Union, Joe Biden is disconnected from the everyday man and woman in Main Street America across the country. That is clear. And what's going on now, the latest, is that he said, hey, look, we're just not taxing you enough. I mean, as if there's already not enough pain in America's households today. I mean, the cost of living on average has increased, an additional $11,000 per year. That's why you're coming up short all the time. You know, close to $1,000 per month, you're running short every month. And then Joe Biden says, well, that's not enough. I've got to find more money. I've got to find ways to take away. And, of course, it's interesting because he tells you, and this is what they always say, it's those wealthy people. We're going to go after those wealthy people. That's what started the whole income tax thing to begin with. You know, they said, we're going to go after that top 1% and the 99%. Yay, that's great. Go after them. And then after the first year, the next year they come back and they said, forget about that 1%. We're going to go after the 99. And so, you know, such has been history. Well, Mike Pallas is with us right now. He's with the Americans for Tax Reforms. He's the tax policy director, and he understands all this. And he's probably as frustrated or even more so because he not only feels the individual pain himself, but he's feeling the pain of his constituents who are saying, Mike, tell me, what is going on? Am I just am I imagining this pain, or is this really real? Right, Mike?
Hi, Bill. Great to be back on. And no, you're not imagining it. If there's one thing we know Democrats do, they always come back for more money out of your wallet. We've just seen Joe Biden a little over a year ago pass, the misnamed Inflation Reduction Act that raised taxes by about $700 billion. After that, Biden came out and said, oh, because of my bill, the rich and corporations are finally paying their fair share. Well, Biden's idea of what the fair share is lasted for about maybe 6 months before he's looking for more tax increases. This thing is a disaster. So we have the president has rolled out his budget plan, which includes over $5 trillion worth of new taxes, damaging policies that lower wages for workers, things like raising the corporate rate higher than communist China, taking us to a 28% corporate rate.
28%, right.
Which is higher than China's rate of 25%, making us less competitive, making it, they like to pretend that that's just a tax on big companies. Workers pay the corporate income tax. 70% of the burden of the corporate tax falls on workers in the form of lower wages and higher prices for consumers.
Right, exactly. And that's the way it rolls down, because big business, well, you say big business, I mean any kind of business, they're in the business to show a return on investment. They're there to make money. And so, you know, if the government says, all right, we're going to take a piece from you, well, then they pass that down. I mean, that's nothing new. That has happened time and time again. And I think the voters might be slowly but surely, Mike, realizing the shell game that's being played, and particularly by Democrats, because they're artisans at this. They've got it down to a science. They know how to play that card. And even like you said with the Inflation Reduction Act, that was about as worthless as Barack Obama's, remember, his shovel-ready jobs. You know, this all goes along with the language and the way the Democrats perceive things. They don't think that there should be any kind of fiduciary responsibility for them exercising taxes or imposing taxes on the American people.
Yeah, and that's exactly right. And I think we shouldn't let Biden off the hook for how radical this plan is. Mm-hmm. You know, this is a guy who, when he campaigned, tried to paint himself as a moderate. And then you go through his budget plan, the actual policies they're pushing, and we see things in this, you know, things like Elizabeth Warren's tax on unrealized cap gains. You know, that's essentially meaning you're taxing money that isn't really income, that hasn't actually been earned, just the assets
exactly.
You have. And
right.
That's nakedly unconstitutional thing we see coming from the furthest progressives in the Democrat Party. And that's something Biden's fully behind now. This is something that would immediately get tossed to the Supreme Court and, you know, God willing, struck down. But this is where we see the left going in the future. They say, you know, the president, Biden, reflects his principles, and his priorities. And that's where we see Biden is heading far to the left, looking for new ways, new unconstitutional ways to be able to take money out of everyone's pocket.
And meanwhile, Mike, we're paying for it until, you know, we can hope that there'll be some remedy down the road. But, you know, just like it is for us to understand, I mean, it's like a tsunami of all these policies that have come upon us. And by the time it gets to the Supreme Court, if it does get to the Supreme Court, you know, they probably figure the numbers. Okay, so what if we lose 10%? We still got 90% of these illegal policies, and they live in another day, you know, so maybe we got, you know, the 10 that got eliminated, you know, we benefited, you know, 3 years worth of, you know, taking money out of the Treasury and putting the tax burden on the American people. But they have no conscience. They have no shame. They come back and they keep on doing it, Mike, because they're able to get away with it.
And that's one of the worst things they're doing in Biden's budget, is they're trying to create, you know, the permanent state of high taxes. So one of the things they do in this, too, is called the global minimum tax, which is essentially creating a global tax cartel where we, you know, basically enter an agreement with European countries. That, you know, this is basically run out of Brussels and Paris, where we all agree to have a minimum tax corporate rate of 21%, meaning that in the future, if we want to lower our taxes, we're not able to. So it's, you know, Biden basically trying to freeze in place our current taxes and say never lower. And if we want to lower them, we have to go ask Paris and Brussels for permission. Right? We I don't know if people are familiar with this, but we kind of want a war here so we wouldn't have the British be able to decide what our taxes
exactly.
are. And now Biden wants to surrender our tax code to Paris. Like, that is insane. Like, we're not going to surrender to the French. You know, this is all of an effort so that we can't cut our taxes in the future if we want to. That's, instead of competing on lower taxes with European countries that have their giant welfare states, he wants us competing on having our workers have lower wages.
It works so well for Britain that they, you know, they chose not to go, you know, Brexit and exit the European Union for these kind of policies, right? Of course, I'm being sarcastic. We know what the truth is. You know, this has been tried. And it has been measured and demonstrates clearly that it falls short. And anything that has to do with, you know, socialism and social engineering, you know, which the Democrats embrace, it's always this one size fits all kind of thing. If that's the case, then why do we even need a president? Why do we even need a Congress? We'll just be beholden to the oligarchs in Belgium, right?
Yeah, they want the giant European welfare state with high taxes, and they want to lock us into that.
and just enslave us all, you know, to this ideology. I mean, this is, and we're being force-fed into this, ladies and gentlemen. And so your lying eyes, they're not lying to you. This is the truth. And you need to be vigilant. You need to be committed to this because, you know, freedom, you know, as Ronald Reagan says, it can be lost in a generation. And I think we may be knocking at that door. Mike Pallets is with us. He'll continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
Well, it's been a good week for Joe Biden. He clinched the Democratic nomination for president Tuesday evening. And he's kicking off his campaign with a voluminous list of tax increases in his proposed budget. You know, when you consider what happened or what didn't happen at the State of the Union, you know, it demonstrated clearly that Joe Biden is disconnected from the constituency. 54%, I don't know if you saw this or not, 54% said the speech still raised questions and concerns about his age. We're talking about State of the Union, right? 56% said Biden failed to adequately address immigration, and 58% said Biden's address did more to divide rather than unite the country. And meanwhile, his answer to all this, Mike, is to raise taxes.
That's right. We've got, in his plan here, we've got over $5 trillion of tax increases because, you know, Americans just haven't suffered enough in this economy for 3 years under Joe Biden. You know, we've seen on people's wages, right? We've seen 17% inflation essentially since he's taken office, meaning the money in your bank account is worth 17% less. So unless you've had a 17% pay increase in that same time frame, you actually have less money. Since Joe Biden's been president. And now here he comes again, taking more money out of the economy, more money out of Americans' wallets to pay for wild Democrat spending. And in this plan, we see things like new energy taxes because, you know, gas and oil prices haven't been enough during the Biden administration. We just had the Inflation Reduction Act, which raised taxes on American energy, all to subsidize things, you know, hundreds of billions of dollars for electric vehicles, which has been a complete flop so far, but all on the taxpayer dime. And here he is back with new energy taxes that will raise prices for consumers and hurt American energy independence.
It's got to be frustrating for him, Mike. You know, speaking of energy, though, excuse me, is that, you know, try as hard as he did to, you know, cripple the sector, oil has still managed to be able to work with the insanity of the Joe Biden policies and has done okay. And we're still very fortunate right now, even though we've surrendered our energy independence, we're still very fortunate in many states. Of course, you get some, you know, anomalies like crazy California. But for the most part, you know, we are not, as far as our cost of energy has not quite impacted us as severely, although in the Northeast, you know, going through the cold winter, it was brutal for them and utility costs have gone up. But, you know, overall, it's like, you know, we're kind of eking our way through, and you would think that it would be much worse, as if it's not bad enough.
And it's funny to watch Biden try to take credit for that because it's
exactly,
you know, celebrating the success and the production of American oil and gas. That's like, you know, Biden celebrating the other team scoring a touchdown on you. That's because of how much progress was made during the Trump presidency. They haven't been able to do all the deregulation that Trump did. And we still live under the 2017 Trump tax cuts, although those are set to expire next year. So, you know, Biden has, you know, thankfully we've had that success from the Trump administration carry over, and Biden hasn't been able to completely undo it, although that's the path they're trying to put us on.
Exactly. And that's the thing. See, he benefits from it in the same way, you know, that Bill Clinton benefited from, you know, when the baton was passed over from H.W. Bush to Clinton. Clinton took a lot of credit, but this was stuff that was already baked in the cake. And you can thank the Republican Party and Senior Bush for doing what he did, right?
That's right. And because all of that new investment that got locked in during the Trump administration is why we're still seeing the oil and gas American industry being able to stand strong. But, you know, at every step of the way, Biden has you know, put up new barriers to further investment, to new projects coming online, to new production occurring on American land. So, like I said, it's this is happening despite in overcoming the Biden administration, certainly not because of it, as he just continues to put new tax increases, new regulations, and new subsidies on, you know, what I think we can call fake energy, things like hundreds of billions of dollars for electric vehicles.
Right.
You know, that cost $80,000 that everyday Americans are not buying.
Yeah, they're just sitting in the parking lots. I mean, they're going to turn into potted plants or something. I don't know. I mean, it's just absurd, right? Because that's the way the free market works, is you can, you know, only shove it down the throats of so many people. And then, you know, in this case, you ran out of money. You didn't have enough incentives there. And, you know, meanwhile, you know, right behind it all, you've got you got China that's building up a class of EVs at the cost of about $20,000 per vehicle.
And, and the market's kind of been ripened by these Biden policies. But there's no way Tesla's going to be able to sell a vehicle for, half of what it's selling right now and be able to make money.
Yeah, and that's what we need to recognize, right? And the same week in D.C. right now where we have Congress moving on a TikTok ban because of China, we have at the same time the Biden administration continues to make us more and more energy dependent on China. When we're talking about electric vehicles, it's China who owns that sector.
Right.
The more we move towards electric vehicles, the more we're making ourselves more reliant on China. So it's completely conflicting goals.
Right.
And it's something that, this is the kind of green ideology. It's undermining American national security and American energy independence.
Yeah. Well, look what happened with solar panels back during the Obama years, Obama-Biden years, right? Here we invested $500 billion into Solyndra, and no sooner do we invest the people's money. Okay, now this is, again, Barack Obama is the CEO of our country, invests $500 billion in Solyndra. He's all excited, goes down, does all these photo ops. And I think in less than a year, they end up bankrupting because Obama doesn't protect the investment. He allows the Chinese to come in and undercut the investment and the people's money, and Solyndra's out, and China all but strengthens their stronghold when it comes to solar panel manufacturing and production, right?
And it's all of that is such bad policy on its own, and then knowing that you're making the taxpayer pay for that's what people's dollars go towards. To see this complete failure and national embarrassment. Democrats keep telling us how wind and solar and electric vehicles are the future, but these are not new industries, right? We've been subsidizing solar since 1978 in this country. This is not some new emerging technology. It's been around for over 50 years now, and we keep having taxpayers subsidize it. So this is the future, and it's so great. I think it's time these industries stand on their own, not be stood up by taxpayers, so that companies can then go belly up and get undercut by China, like you stated.
Well, and like you say, Mike, there's enough evidence. I mean, all these years of investment, you can figure out the bottom line. Is this working or not? Is it worth it? Is it sustainable? Is it feasible to even talk about replacing, fossil fuels with a form of energy that is unsustainable? It's so reliant on outside forces that you can't flip a switch and count on it all the time. Well, the American people aren't going to stand for that. But see, that's lost in translation, and that's conveniently part of the story that's omitted, from the policy presentation, so that the American people are duped into thinking that this is a good thing. And they ignore situations like in Texas where they said, okay, hey, we're all in. We're going to go and try this. And they go ahead and do it. And what happened to them?
And it's so crazy where you look at history and understand that, right, countries have gone to war over securing their energy needs.
Exactly.
I think we're the only country in history that has an incredible capacity for American for energy development in our own country, and is constantly seeking to undermine it, to prevent it from coming online, deliberately raising prices for consumers and making ourselves more dependent on our adversaries to provide energy. It should be unthinkable. I think the left is just caught in this wild ideology. One thing in the Biden budget I'd like to highlight too, because this is something that the Biden administration just keeps coming back towards. We have $100 billion more for new IRS agents, even after we've used $80 billion to go out and hire 87,000 new IRS agents. The Biden administration is back for more, seeking to audit Americans at an even higher level than we just passed in the historic spending level. So it's just something that is just insulting to the taxpayer. They keep coming back for the shakedown.
Well, and that's the thing. You bring up a good point here. People may have thought, well, we could breathe. They've cut back their ambitions with the IRS. That's not the way the Democrats work. They just look for another exit, another door to come in on, and find a new way. They're relentless, aren't they?
Yeah, and they want you to think they're only going to come out and audit the rich. That's not what's going to happen. Small businesses and people who can't fight back because of the
It's too hard to audit the rich. They got too many attorneys. Mike Pallett, the American Tax Reform Tax Policy Director. Thank you, Michael. Take care.
Thanks, sir.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
A news update. A judge in New York is approving a higher bond amount for Donald Trump, but allowing enforcement of the bond to be delayed. This in connection with a defamation case brought by writer E. Jean Carroll. Trump's legal team applied for an appeal bond, which will allow him to fight the verdict while preventing Carroll from enforcing the $83 million judgment. The judge approved, and once the bond is enforced, instead of $83 million, Trump would be forced to pay $91 million instead. At the same time, Trump's lawyers are also appealing that verdict and filing a motion for a new trial. Beyonce's upcoming country album now has a full title, previously known simply as Act 2, the singer revealed. It's titled Cowboy Carter. Beyonce released the first two songs, Texas Hold'em and 16 Carriages, after announcing she had new music coming with a Super Bowl commercial. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Back 28 minutes before the top of the hour. You know, just as the Media Research Council had Newsbusters predicted in their preview of the State of the Union video, the media is covering for Biden yet again. Little did they know how much of a mess they had to clean up. On top of everything else about the State of the Union, you know, as we reported earlier, according to Gary Bauer in his report, 54% said the speech still raised questions and concerns about his age. 56% said Biden failed to adequately address immigration. 58% said Biden's address did more to divide rather than unite the country. And here it is, you know, Nancy Pelosi, all the Democratic apparatchik, along with the mainstream media, are just, you know, pronouncing his energy, his feistiness. And my first impression as I was watching the State of the Union was he got juiced. Yeah. I text some of my friends. I said, is he juiced or what? I mean, he was just rapid fire. You know, speaking at a cadence that was uncharacteristic. It was like somebody had sped him up. You know, in the broadcasting industry, we have ways of doing that where you can take a recording and speed it up
And, you know, I don't know if they had some sort of working loop there or anything like that. I mean, it sounds pretty crazy. But it was like as if they had sped him up. And you thought, okay, what's going on here? And he must have been on something because he had to demonstrate and he stayed there. Boy, he was energized by all the Democrats that were surrounding him and, you know, stuck around there for a while. I was a bit surprised that he was able to do that because there's not been an indication since he's been president that he's had the endurance to be able to do that. And it showed fairly well and he had to do this in a way because in a sense he was countering what the special counsel had written about him in the report. And when you read forget about what Jamie Raskin or some of these Democrats want to say about the report. When you read the transcript, it's pretty crazy. Joe Biden is, it's one thing. Look, we all, as we age, we're going to skip a beat. We may forget certain things, but we're not the president of the United States. We're not in charge of, the nuclear codes. We're not in charge of the biggest country in the free world. He is, and he clearly is right in front of everybody. And as I said with that report from Robert Hur, it wasn't that Robert Hur told us anything we didn't know or anything that our enemies, even our allies, didn't know. They know. They've been around Joe Biden. They see the decline. They remember the Joe Biden of old. He's been around for over 50 years. And when you watch tapes of how Joe Biden sounded, 50 years ago versus how he does now, it's like, whoa. Yeah, I mean, there's an obvious difference. But, of course, the left does not want you to revisit that because they want you to believe that he's all under control, and he's under control now, and he will remain under control if reelected, for another 4 years. And so the question remains, can America, not only America, but can the world handle another 4 years, especially in light of all that is happening? Because you've got, the globalists are circling their wagons and starting to tighten up the news. And you've got these globalist ideas that are coming in that, as we were talking earlier with Mike Pallets and also with Adam Andrzejewski, these are antithetical to our Constitution, and John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute. This is not consistent with the Constitution. And so when we violate the Constitution and get off course, then you get the America that we have today. It is rudderless. And very, very consistent with, this president. And it's shocking to me. I mean, the bottom line, I look at this and I think, how did Joe Biden become president of the United States? I mean, with all due respect, I mean, here's a guy who barely got out of law school, tells everybody, well, he graduated top of his class. I think he was looking at the at the list upside down. So, give him a break. Okay, all right. But at the bottom of his class, works his way into Congress and becomes a senator, and he's in there all these years, and after everything is all said and done, I don't know anything in all these years that you can say, wow, he championed this, he really did a great job I just don't get it. Even Bob Gates said that for Joe Biden, the reason that he was on the ticket with Barack Obama was because of his foreign policy chops, right? Bob Gates said in 40 years he never got anything right, is what he wrote in his book. So, and here we are in a situation when we need somebody who understands foreign policy, and he's doing everything he can at every turn, whether we're talking about Afghanistan, the Ukraine war, Israel-Hamas war that's going on right now, and the potential of a regional outbreak of war. And you've got what really, sadly, is an incompetent executive steering the ship here. I don't know about you, but I'm not comfortable being on this boat. I just feel like we cannot get to this year's election fast enough. because there's nothing there. And then when you talk about, because there's always this comparison between Donald Trump and Joe Biden, right? And, of course, that's what we're going to have, because it's been decided that we're having a rematch. And this is the first time, what, in over 60 years where we've had such a rematch. And I think much of America is prepared for this. And they're also much more prepared to make sure, as much as it would count on them, that we have a free and fair election. Because still, a majority of Americans, I know some people cringe at this, but the majority of Americans, you know, because they say this in polling, they don't want to get in an argument out in public and talk about it, because people are saying, you know, I don't want to argue this point. Well, it's not a matter of arguing. It's just people are asking is, if Joe Biden got 80 million votes, prove it to me. Okay, prove it to me. And they said, well, you know, all these courts have picked up and you know, I don't know what, something like 50 some courts have had this, you know, come on their dais to address, and they found a way to obfuscate it and just set it aside. Oh, well, it wouldn't make a difference or whatever reason. Oh, you don't have standing. But for technicality, that doesn't answer the question. That just says, okay, the courts didn't want to deal with it. The problem is still the same, because what happened in November caused January 6th to occur. All right. And so much is focused on January the 6th that you forget what was the predicate to January 6th. It was because we had a messed up. I mean, you can't, you know, you can't say, at least I don't know, you know, but based on the polling, a majority of Americans say, look, they question the credibility of the election. We can't have that. I mean, of all people, I mean, if it had been, you know, Donald Trump against, I don't know who in the Democratic Party that you could put up there to say was so competent to get 80 million. I mean, I'd even give you this. I say, even if he ran against Michelle Obama, it would have been more believable to think that Michelle Obama would have gotten 80 million votes than Joe Biden. You understand? I mean, that's something that you could, you know, okay, I kind of get it. You know, former first lady, she's well loved, her approval rate, which is amazing to this day to me. But people look at her, and 80% of the people, you know, they look at her favorably. So Michelle Obama against Donald Trump during that time with all the contention and everything else that was going on, COVID, you could say, okay, yeah, that might be plausible. Joe Biden, please. I mean, that's an oversell by the mainstream media to try to convince us that Joe Biden was some sort of, you know, moderate. There's nothing in his life that's moderate. And all the other stuff that was surrounding he and his family and the corruption, though the FBI obviously was very collusive, along with the mainstream media and social media oligarchs, to tap that down, to say, well, move on, nothing here. Everybody got Jedi'd over this thing, right? Okay, we got Dr. Ted Baer. We're going to be talking movies next. Stay with us.
What you love what you find. Total wine and more. There's so much waiting for you. All kinds of beers and thousands of wines. Walk right through the door. It's all here to explore. It's guys in the know. When price is so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love. And love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
Is switching your wireless service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente!
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts? Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely!
Totalmente!
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay. Plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with SkyRisi, Risankizumab Risa, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults. SkyRisi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clear skin and better movement, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and guess what? We've got the world infamous Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Hey, Ted, how are you?
I'm doing well because I'm talking to you, and that makes every time we talk, and I'm not going to give the date because somebody's going to say, well, I'm not listening on this date. So here we are.
Great. Well, here we are. Always a joy. Hey, let's talk movies. What about One Life?
Well, One Life, you may know the story. It was a famous documentary. It came from a famous YouTube of This Is Your Life type program.
Right.
It's about did you ever see it?
No, I did not, but I was reading up on it. So what you're reminding me of is thing I was reading about. So go ahead.
When I saw it originally years ago, I just wept. I said, this is great. It's about a man named Nicholas Winton. The show that they taped years later, just about 10 years ago, he was older and they surprised him. He was in the audience. He had saved hundreds of Jewish children in Czechoslovakia from Hitler, National Socialist thugs. And of course, they call themselves the National Socialists. We've got lots of National Socialists today. All over the world, and there a lot of them are still thugs. Anyway, Nicholas, a stockbroker, sees that the kids need to get out of Prague, so he goes to a Jewish rabbi to find out who are the Jewish kids, and he gets them adopted by families in Britain and gets them out. The rabbi refuses at first. They think he's a Nazi sympathizer, but he's not. It's a very powerful movie. Anthony Hopkins, one of the greatest actors of the last 50 years, plays Nicholas Winton. He's very humble, and that comes across in the This Is Your Life. That's not the name of the program. When they did that, because he's so humble. He doesn't want to be recognized. He just did it to save these children. And it brings tears to my eyes. And, you know, it's very good. It's got a little bit of violence in it, a little bit of foul language, and it is a more mature story. So, you know, we gave it a caution for children to not get caught up in the whole situation of what happened to children during the Holocaust.
You know, when you watch stories like this, Ted, it gives you faith in humanity, because you've got to imagine. I mean, you put yourself, you know, in your imagination at that period of time when everything was to hell in a handbasket. You know, the people there in Germany and thereabout, what they were subjected to, all this murder and this, you know, this kind of veil of death that had overwhelmed that region. You can only imagine what they must have been dealing with psychologically. But to see movies like this, in a sense, is a bit of redemption, isn't it?
It's a wonderful reflection on what one person could do. So I'm always giving talks on redeeming the media and say one person can make a tremendous difference. Telemachus jumped into the arena and stopped the gladiatorial games. The other side of the coin, though, what you're talking about, Czechoslovakia was deeply opposed to a takeover by Hitler. It had the most advanced technological equipment. Of course, it used to be Bohemia. It used to be part of Germany years ago. They fought against it. They lost. Hitler got a lot of first-rate equipment from Czechoslovakia, and, of course, he did from Austria, too. So there's a more complex story here. The interesting thing is wherever you went, and you can read Robert Conquest, Stalin, or who killed his, you know, Hitler killed his hundreds of thousands and Stalin killed his hundreds of millions. I mean, he just killed as many people as he could. And he used to take them and have dinner with them. And then, at, you know, after drinking and smoking cigars and having dinner with them, about 3 a.m, he'd open a door and they had a room right next to where the dinner was, where the sloping floor, so the blood would run down and then kill them in terrible ways. So, but the thing is that the people on the street often didn't know what was happening. As Solzhenitsyn says in the Gulag Archipelago, people on the street in Germany, because I, you know, went to graduate school in Germany in 1960 in Zegelfuhrhorst, they, a lot of them didn't know what was happening. And I have good friends over there who still, you know, their parents fought in the war, but they didn't know about the Holocaust. So it's, it's not like everybody knows. And, you know, what I say is that they're bad mothers. We read about them in the news just today. But motherhood is not bad. They're bad fathers, but fatherhood is not bad. They're bad teachers, but teaching is not bad. So you shouldn't blame everybody for the person who's bad. What you should do is try to create a society of checks and balances to prevent this from happening. And they didn't do that.
Well, and I think that's why the German government post World War II encouraged their citizens to visit these different, these different concentration camps, so they could see for themselves. And I know you and I talked about this before, Ted. There's video of people, you know, entering into these facilities, and they're entering in like it's a Sunday walk in the park. But when they come out, they're devastated just on what they were able to witness, and that wasn't the true reality. I mean, it was an indication of what happened there. These concentration camps, right?
I will remind you that when I was there in 1960 at Dachau, you know, you had a room, well, this may be a little tough for your audience, which had all the skins and had the making the lampshades and everything else. This was all piled up in one room. Another room had bones, another room of operation. All that was there. I took my kids back when they were older. Years later, when I spoke at Parliament in England and the European Union, I took them to the to Dachau, and they had sanitized the whole place. They washed and cleaned the walls. You had pictures, but you didn't have what I saw when I went there, you know, in the 60s. So things have changed radically. If anybody goes there today, actually, it's so sanitized that you sort of get a feel for it. You don't really. Cambodia is the same thing. They have a memorial to the Holocaust. But when you went there right after the Holocaust and Pol Pot and the communist Holocaust and where you were killing all the neighbors and a third of Cambodia, it was terrible. Bodies, you know, stacked up, pictures of people. And it was just horrible. Now it's all sanitized. It's like going to... you know, a little exhibit at Expo 95 or whatever it is.
Exactly.
So it's interesting.
The next review is A Cat's Life.
Yes, A Cat's Life is a wonderful story about a young girl. She's the story reflects on what's happening in her life. She finds a little cat. They form a bond. Now, at the same time, her parents are arguing and divorcing. So, you know, the cat becomes her best friend. The cat keeps running away into the forest to confront, you know, bobcats and other animals that are scary,
right.
and grows up in the process. But it's the theme about, you know, the cat loving her and creating a family for her. And that you keep your word no matter what the cost, that you love one another. Now, there's some elements in this that make it a little bit PG. And Blue Fox does great movies and programs, so there's a tiny, tiny bit of foul language and a little bit of violence. So we gave a caution for younger children, a plus two.
Right. Okay. Let's talk about the Oscars. What was your takeaway from the Oscars this year?
My takeaway is that, you know, the press, the mainline press, lied through its teeth. You know, if the Oscars, we did one article, which I requested of my team, if the Oscars claimed to be pro-women, why did they award Poor Things? I have people call me up who, because it was nominated for an Oscar, went to see it. It is pure pornography. It's about a female Frankenstein's monster, her creator. Puts the mind of a child into her. She's learning about reality. She decides to learn about sex with cucumbers and apples, and everybody sees it. And then she decides to become a prostitute. Then she becomes bisexual. And I just think Emma Stone must have been groomed for this role. And for giving her the Oscar for pornography is just shows how bad they've sunk. You've got to go to the Movie God Awards. We shouldn't even talk about the Oscars. They're so bad. And, I mean, the other Oscars were given to communists. They were given to people that, you know, they were just awful. So the family movies that should have been given to Super Mario Brothers, Spider-Man, Across the Spider-Verse, Guardians of the Galaxy, the good movies, we gave them awards at the Movie God Awards. So the Oscars are terrible, pitiful, sad, and anti-woman, anti-child, anti-democracy, anti-freedom, anti-the world we live in, and just trying to create more confusion for everybody.
Mm-hmm. You know, every year post-Oscars, you always get this, you know, the controversy. Did the Oscars check enough boxes to keep, you know, the special interests happy?
Oh, they didn't do any of that. I mean, that's there's so many holes in their diversity thing that you can be that there's so absolutely no diversity. So yeah, you don't need that. You don't need the to check any boxes, and they've never checked any boxes. What you get out of this, and I said it at the beginning as we started talking about it, is Variety said, "Oh, this was the best year of movies. The best year of movies with movies about porn, movies about anti-children, movies about anti-America, movies about this. Is this the best year for movies that we can do?" I mean, right, what happened to 1956? What happened to Ben-Hur? What happened to, you know, the Sound of Music? What happened to The Greatest Story Ever Told? What happened to movies that made a difference in the lives of the people who saw them? And that's gone.
Yeah, sadly. But look at the one-man battle and the fight for quality movie making continues because of Movie Guide and your passion, Dr. Ted, and we so appreciate that. Dr. Ted Baer, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide, has been our guest. Ted, all the best to you. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Have a great week.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock.
These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.